Welcome to AncestorsBackThen.com. During this series, we'll learn how our ancestors lived in the 20th century, early to mid-1900s. Their stories are fascinating. I think you'll enjoy it. Let's get started. We're talking to Miss Kennedy today. She grew up in the Northeast. She's going to fill us in on how our ancestors survived back in the early 1900s. Let's start with, how did your families take a shower back then?
How did you shower? We had big tin buckets, and two would get in one, and then they add more water for the other two. No showers, just tin buckets.
Talk to us about electricity in the early 1900s.
No electric, only all lamps and candlesticks. No TV, only radio we looked at. We listened at The Shadow Knows, The Lone Ranger, and Amos and Andy.
Missy, tell us what your parents did for a living.
Now, when I came to the city, my mother worked for the Pennsylvania Railroad. My father was Merchant Marines. And then my foster mother, grandmother, had foster kids. I went to school, Elverton at Broughton Susquehanna in Philadelphia.
How many siblings were in your family?
How many siblings? It was about 10, cousins, nieces, and nephew. Annie Mae was one name, and two buckets of was one. I was Monkey, plumbing. Cousin Annie Mae, Uncle Sparky.
What do you recall about how life actually was in the early 1900s?
Oh, back then it was, I can't describe it, I can't explain it, I can't express it. But now, compared to then, it's a beautiful thing now. You have walk-in bathtubs, you have showers. We have telephones, computers, iPads. You have Facebook. In the 20s, the 20th century, we have everything more than what we need. More than we use. We're just greedy after everything.
Missy, tell us how our ancestors used the restroom back then.
When I came to the city, we had a bathroom with a sink and a tub and a toilet. Nothing fancy, nothing modern.
Missy, thank you so much. Hopefully we'll hear from you again. Thank you for joining us. We'd love to hear your story. Send us an email to bj@ancestorsbackthen.com. That's bj@ancestorsbackthen.com, and we'll be in touch. We'll see you next time.
Don't forget to like us and subscribe.